Watch, Revolution or Ruin - Extinction Rebellion activist says only socialism can stop climate change. By Kurt Zindelka on September 5, 2021. At an Extinction Rebellion protest on Saturday, a speaker claimed that the socialist model, along the lines of communist Cuba, is the only way to combat supposedly man-made climate change. On the final day of the 2 weeks of demonstrations from the Radical Climate Change Alarmist Group Extinction Rebellion, XR, and activists from the Marxist-Leninist Revolutionary Communist Group, RCG, declared that socialism is the answer to climate change, to the applause of the crowd in Trafalgar Square. The only logical response to the urgency of the climate crisis is through an anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist socialist movement built here on our streets, the XR activist said. Environmental destruction is an essential part of the capitalist mode of production. Any movement that is not anti-imperialist will simply be green imperialism. Socialism is the only alternative to the destruction born through capitalism. The needs of the people and the planet are put before profits. She claimed that socialist Cuba has achieved sustainable development, which she said shows the potential of socialist framework proposals in tackling climate change. Through remarkable steps like their 100-year plan to protect the population from the worst effects of climate change, Cuba shows that socialism is the only system capable of marshaling the organization necessary for a sustainable future by returning the power to the working class masses, she asserted. The XR activist concluded by saying, "We have reached a point of revolution or ruin, as Marx foretold. Only a mass anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist socialist movement outside the confines of parliamentary parties can challenge climate change." One reason for Cuba's relatively low carbon emissions is perhaps the abject state of poverty many Cubans have been subjected to under decades of Soviet-style communism under the Castro regimes, which has relied on state-run industries for much of its economic output. The abysmal economic conditions and a lack of freedom under communism saw mass uprisings in Cuba over the summer, with thousands of Cubans demanding freedom from the communist tyranny they have suffered under. During the two-week Impossible Rebellion series of protests in London, the capital's Metropolitan Police Force arrested 508 green radicals for varying offences, including blocking off traffic throughout central London. Scotland Yard's Deputy Assistant Commissioner Matt Twist said that the disruptive forms of protests, including activists gluing or locking themselves down in place, have prevented officers from focusing on violent crimes. "Every time several officers are needed to arrest a single activist, these are officers diverted from our number one priority, bearing down on violence. We are highly resilient, but it is frustrating that communities are denied their officers in order to deal with a very protracted protest," Twist said. In an exclusive Breitbart London video, Extinction Rebellion activists were seen blocking off a major intersection, erecting a giant 4-meter table in the middle of the road, with activists chaining themselves to the structure on the first day of protests. While police initially took a hands-off approach through most of the day, 52 activists were eventually arrested in the evening and the structure was eventually dismantled the following morning. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.